Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, September 2nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of industry and manufacturing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
DPR Construction completes topping out of Memorial Emergency Department in Pembroke Pines. DPR Construction, a top technical builder, completes the topping out of Memorial Healthcare System's new 30,000-square-foot freestanding emergency department in Pembroke Pines. The facility will include 20 exam and treatment rooms, pediatric area, fast-track exam rooms, imaging, and a full-service lab. The new parking lot is finished, and the existing urgent care building will be replaced. The facility is set to be fully operational by May 2026, projected to care for 55,000 individuals annually. DPR is also constructing another FSEED in Miramar. Celebrating its 20th anniversary in South Florida, DPR handles $260 million in projects yearly. Founded in 1990, DPR is a self-performing general contractor specializing in complex projects for various markets. For more information, visit DPR's website. DPR Construction completes topping out of Memorial Emergency Department in Miramar. DPR Construction's South Florida business unit has completed the topping out of Memorial Healthcare System's new 16,800-square-foot freestanding emergency department in Miramar, Florida. The facility will feature 13 examination rooms, 8 fast-track rooms, advanced imaging, and on-site lab capabilities. Scheduled to be fully operational by the second quarter of 2026, the FSED will provide convenient access to care for Broward County's growing community. Memorial Hospital Pembroke CEO Felicia Turnley highlighted the importance of the new facility in managing increasing patient volumes. DPR Construction's senior project manager, Luke Stocking, praised the support from local leaders for keeping the project on schedule. The company is also constructing another FSED in Pembroke Pines, with both projects addressing ongoing labor challenges with in-house self-perform capabilities. DPR Construction, celebrating its 20th anniversary in South Florida, is known for its sustainable and technically complex projects across various markets.
Investor news breaks. Gmining Ventures Corp., GMIN, OGMINF, secures environmental permit for Oko West Gold Project in Guyana. Gmining Ventures Corp. has secured the environmental permit for the Oko West Gold Project in Guyana, allowing construction and operation through July 2030. The project is expected to create 1,270 direct permanent jobs and strengthen the company's partnership with the government of Guyana. Gmining Ventures Corp. is focused on the acquisition, exploration, and development of precious metal projects, positioning itself as a mid-tier precious metals producer. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Wearable Devices Limited. How neural interface patents are securing the future of touchless control. Wearable Devices Limited, now DDES, has been granted a U.S. patent for neural interface technology that measures weight, torque, and force from wrist-based sensors. This innovation has applications in XR, industrial automation, and assistive technology. The patent covers voice-controlled interfaces and advancements in brain-computer interfaces, solidifying WLDS's position in the $260 billion AI wearables market. Unlike traditional gesture control systems, this technology decodes human intent through subtle muscle movements and bioelectric patterns, offering seamless control interfaces without a learning curve. The company's patent protection extends to real-world physical measurement capabilities, setting them apart from competitors and expanding into industrial and manufacturing sectors. For more information, visit WLDS's newsroom.
Trilogy Metals, Inc., TMQ,
TMQ, advances sustainable development in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. Trilogy Metals, Inc. is boldly advancing sustainable development in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. As a significant player in the copper-dominant region, Trilogy Metals focuses on high-grade copper, zinc, lead, gold, and silver. The company champions responsible mining practices, balancing economic growth with environmental stewardship. Trilogy Metals' mission is to develop the Ambler Mining District safely and environmentally responsibly while respecting the local indigenous people. For the latest news and updates on TMQ, visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Investor News Breaks: G Mining Ventures Corp. TMN secures environmental permit for Oko West Gold Project in Guyana. G Mining Ventures Corp. has secured the environmental permit for its Oko West Gold Project in Guyana. The permit, obtained from Guyana's Environmental Protection Agency, allows construction and operation through July 2030. This milestone comes after extensive environmental and social studies, paving the way for the creation of 1,270 direct permanent jobs. The project strengthens G Mining Ventures' partnership with the government of Guyana, enhancing its position in a top 10 global mining jurisdiction. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom at hgpm-gmf.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.